Thank you, Elaine. That was quite a story. Now we go back to the news, and here's Alison again.
The rising cost of living and economic pressures were evident in many stories this week. City laundrettes are seeing business boom as local residents can't afford to do the washing at home. Anglian Water are offering special help to customers struggling with the cost of living. A city reptile expert warns that ditching pets to save money would have little impact. A petition has been launched against the partial closure of Norfolk recycling centres. And the cost pressures on Radio Norfolk mean that the popular Treasure Quest show seems to have been cancelled. Here's Don with the first news of the rising cost of living.
New customers are flocking to launderettes in the city as people look to axe their own energy bills. Chris Burrows has run Magdalen Launderette in Magdalen Road and Laundromat in Dereham Road for 12 years, and said, more people are coming to us. A lot of customers are saying it is a lot cheaper than washing and drying their clothes at home. Part of it is because people know that if they put in £2 or £3 in the dryer, it is done. But if they put the clothes in the tumble dryers at home, they don't know how much it will cost unless they have a smart meter.
Anglian Water is putting aside £135 million to help its customers struggling with the cost of living crisis. The water firm will use this money to provide support to an estimated 330,000 hard-up households during 2023. Combined with the £65 million of aid set aside this year, this will be Anglian Water's largest ever support package. The money will go towards offering discounted tariffs. It will also provide direct support through the Anglian Water Assistance Fund, which is designed to help cover the cost of bills for the most hard-up customers.
A city reptile expert has said people ditching their pets in a bid to save on their energy bills will see little impact. Joe Farnell is the owner of Escaped Nature in St Giles. He said, I think people who rehome and dump animals are doing so solely out of fear and worry. People are trying to reduce what they are spending on food and electrics, and unfortunately, it is usually the pets which are the first to go.
A petition has been launched against plans to reduce the opening hours of Norfolk's recycling centres and to close them once a week. Opposition Labour councillors have started the petition over Norfolk County Council's plans for the centres, which form part of County Hall's budget proposals for 2023-24. The Conservative-controlled authority is proposing changes to its 20 recycling centres as it looks to plug a budget gap by making £60 million of cuts and savings. The council proposes making summer and winter opening hours the same at all the centres, which would mean they would open from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on scheduled days throughout the year. That would save about £70,000. County Hall is also proposing closing all the centres on Wednesdays, which would save £200,000. Consultation over the proposals is underway and will run until Friday, December 16th.
BBC Radio Norfolk's Treasure Quest show, which has been running for almost 15 years, appears to have been cancelled. The station confirmed it will only broadcast localised programming from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. under new proposals, with only local news and Norwich City commentary surviving at weekends. It came after a fan of Treasure Chest, which is broadcast on a Sunday, emailed the BBC to ask about the show's future. The show sees listeners call to give answers to cryptic clues, which they then direct presenters around the county in an attempt to find treasure. One fan, Nellie Boswell, said, "It's the end of an era. I just hope that listeners have a say and complain."
Well, that's it for part one of Chatterbox this week. Your readers were
Don Cleaver
and myself, Alison Aplin. Part two will follow immediately with Information Desk, two more sets of news, and a feature about a Norwich-born Nobel Prize winner.